for you that have now a desire to hear a pleasant new ditty, I'd have you draw near. It is of a passage that happened at court, where both lords and ladies of fame do resort. There came a young woman, as we understand, and walked to and fro with a child in her hand. She seemed, alas, to be loaded with grief, and stood in great need of some speedy relief, as having the picture of care in her face, yet nothing she said to the nobles in place, but wandered about in the court for a while, still leading the babe, which did prattle and smile. This infant the ladies of honour beheld, and they with pure love and affection were filled to see this sweet creature who wittily played, and likewise at length near their presence it strayed. Now they being busy, they then did not mind this child while the mother had left it behind. Then missing a mother, poor creature it cried, and looking all round it on every side, yet this was in vain, for no mother was there. At length the young ladies of honour took care, and brought it immediately to a good queen, who said a more sweeter she never had seen. In decent apparel this child then was dressed, and likewise a writing was placed in the breast, the which gave the queen a relation at large concerning this poor woman's grief and her charge, as now in these following lines will appear, if that you are willing to lend but an ear. The sum of the lines of that letter were these: my husband with Schomberg went over the seas unto the most desolate Irish shore, where cannons in battle like thunder did roar, and there in the field was unhappily slain, for whom I in sorrow and grief do remain. My father, he was a right merchant of fame in London, yet I shall not mention his name. He many fair hundreds and thousands has lost by France as they over the ocean have crossed. This makes me almost now distracted to run. My husband is dead and my father undone. This wealth I'd not value, nay, if it were more, provided that we had but treasure in store. But my aged father's in prison this day, because his debts he's not able to pay. And thus, royal queen, I in brief do relate our sad and distressed deplorable state. As gracious Queen Mary the letter did read, with pity her heart then was ready to bleed. Sweet babe, for thy mother and dear father's sake, a careful provision for thee I will make, and likewise be kind to thy grandsire also, if that thy dear mother and him I did know. A lady of honour then stood by the side of gracious Queen Mary, to whom she replied, "Procure me a nurse for this child out of hand." The lady no longer disputing did stand, but a careful woman that hour did seek, who has for her wages 6 shillings a week. This child was a girl about 2 years of age, whose pretty sweet actions does daily engage the ladies of honor to love it also. In sumptuous apparel likewise it does go, and thus by her royal compassionate care the queen with her ladies doth nourish it there.